Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. It's Living and Thriving time. Aren't you excited? I certainly am. I look forward to my Thursday afternoon chit-chats, and it just makes me happy. It makes me smile. It just gives me a purpose that is a lot bigger than folding laundry, which I have to do later. I hope that everybody is warm and cozy out there. I know my friends in the Midwest are freezing their butt off. It's horrible weather, and my little 45-degree mornings are certainly much warmer than what my friends in the Midwest are experiencing, so I have a hard time kvetching about that today. Today we have Cheryl Mayer on. She is coming back on to talk to us a lot about toxins. And I know that over the last few years, as you've followed my story, I've gotten rid of a lot of toxic people and toxic habits and toxic conditioning. So this just, adds to the toolbox that we've been building over these years on mind, body, and soul healing and getting in line with what we're supposed to be doing to live a beautiful life. As you can hear in my voice, I'm not as nasally. My right side is not healing as quickly as my left side did, but it is healing. And I am so grateful to the doctor for the surgery. I have slept 3 hours a night for the last week and a half. That is unfathomable in my world. My average sleep cycle for deep sleep is about 28 minutes. So having almost 3 hours a night every night for a week and a half, I feel like a giddy little kid on Kool-Aid and ice cream and cake. Exciting. Speaking of cake, guess whose birthday month starts tomorrow? Yes, mine. High five. I'm going to be another year older, wiser, hopefully funnier, definitely skinnier, and just really authentically me. So I'm looking forward to celebrating this month. It's a new year, new way, new love, new life. Amy will be joining us eventually. She's got a lot of rehearsals with the girls, so she's going to be coming on late. And without further ado, I want to congratulate my most amazing and extremely talented daughter. She has won District Art 3 years in a row, first place, and I was very blessed to be asked to set up the art display at the Charlotte County Fair. She is number one again. Go, little girl, go. She is amazing and a hot ticket and funny to boot. Great personality. I hope you guys get to meet her one day. I'm so proud of my kid. I'm speechless. I think Cheryl's on the phone now. We're going to say hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Are you out there?
Cheryl.
Hi, sweet girl. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Are you freezing your cookies off?
Thanks for having me. No, I'm in Los Angeles, and we're getting wet, but we need it, so that's okay.
Well, as long as it's wet and you're not freezing, because down here it's freezing, but, the Midwest is getting their backsides.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've been bitching that we've been in the high 40s, and, I have nothing to say. I don't do below zero.
I know. I have one friend that's negative 11 today, and I'm going, yep, nope, I'm 40 degrees. I'll leave it at that.
I have a friend in Duluth that sent me pictures of her door hangers and how there's frost all over her door frames inside the house.
Oh, Jiminy Crickets. Oh, yeah, no.
I think it's 60 below there.
Jiminy Crickets,
I don't
do 60 below. Yeah, no, under 60 degrees, I'm in 5 different blankets and 12 sweaters. I'm a big baby.
Yeah. Well, and I told her, when I get to New York City and it goes below 16 degrees, I can't breathe. She said, you're a wuss. I said, yeah, I know I am. I live in the warm weather of L.A.
That's right. Concrete kingdom. Yep. So Cheryl, I know you've been on the show before, but we have some actual new listeners. The show has increased exponentially over the last few months, and I'm so humbled and terrified and all that exciting stuff that comes with doing what I do. I would really love it for you to share your story, who you are, what you do, and why you're on the show, because you inspire people to do really great things with their lives. And I want you to explain what it is that you do.
Thank you. First, let me start off with I just turned 70, and that's important
happy
when you
birthday.
Listen to my story. Thank you. And happy birthday to you, because yours is just about to happen. 7 years, I have my own jewelry business. I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years. I design jewelry that I manufacture in China, and I sell it to big customers like Macy's and Kohl's. Well, 7 years ago, I woke up one morning, and everything in my body hurt. Every muscle, every joint. I had brain fog. I was fatigued. I climbed out of bed, made an appointment at my doctor, and we ran tests. And then she called me back, and we ran more tests. And then we ran more tests. And on the fourth visit, she called me and said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you, but I'm going to give you steroids, and I suggest you seek therapy. I said, that makes no sense. Number one, something's wrong with me because I hurt. Number two, why would you give me a pharmaceutical when you don't think there's anything wrong with me? So I turned my business over to my staff, and I started researching, and in all honesty, I didn't even know what I was looking for. But I tripped into what's known as the functional medicine community, which my doctor, who I ended up with 2 years down the road from here, graduated from Yale as a doctor, but couldn't get herself well when she got sick. And that's true about most functional doctors. They went back to school because the old model of match the drug to the symptom didn't work for them, so they got additional certification, and they look at the whole body and how the whole body works. So I listened to 19 different multiple doctor symposiums, one on the thyroid, one on the adrenals, one on the lower intestine, one on the kidneys, one on the liver, and it kept coming back to I probably had autoimmune disease, and there were two things that I could do right away because it sounded like I had something called leaky gut. I had no idea what leaky gut was, but I figured it would be a good place to dig in. And if I did have leaky gut, there were two things I could do. One was to lower my stress, which I already knew I was going to have to do because my cortisol was down to nothing. It wasn't to Addison's disease yet, but it was right on the border. And then the second thing I could do is research and start eliminating toxins. So I thought, okay, I'll take that on. Well, it didn't take me very long to figure out there were toxins everywhere in my life. And over the course of 5 years, I eliminated hundreds of toxins from every aspect of my life. I dug into what really is organic and what is conventional growing and what is genetically modified. What goes in our canned goods and why is that BPA lining so bad for us? How is our dairy done? What goes into our meat and why is it important to eat grass-fed, grass-finished? All of that are oils. And each category had something that was like amazingly surprising. Oils. Olive oil has been taken over by the mafia, and they're adding lesser quality oils into it so that you're not even buying olive oil when you buy olive oil a lot of times. If you buy California olive oil, it's controlled, and now Italy and Spain are starting to control their oils by putting a certification where they are literally tracking the olive from the tree to the bottle. But everything I started to dig into was problematic and needed to be cleaned up. Cosmetics. I bought a very expensive French cosmetic and ended up it was a 9 on a 10-point scale. And knowing that my skin is the largest organ of my body, obviously that was a problem. And then I went into over-the-counter drugs and what goes into our water, what was coming out of my water tap, and why I didn't want to be drinking out of plastic bottles anymore. It was less regulated than what was coming out of my tap, which wasn't too ducky. I had thought Flint, Michigan was an unusual situation, and it ends up it's the far extreme, but a lot of cities in America have problems with what's coming out of their tap. So slowly I identified what needed to change in my life, how I could change it, and I exchanged out for lower toxin products. And then I found a functional doctor who ran completely different tests on my body. Just to give a quick example, my conventional doctor gave me an allergy test. Only thing I was allergic to was the tape that held the allergy test on my back. Functional doctor gave me a sensitivity test, and I had 19 of them. And by eliminating those foods from my diet, I got instant relief from the pain. So as I went through things systematically and started exchanging out, I learned that a lot of illness is caused by something called toxic load. And toxic load can build up over 20 years. And because I know I didn't, and I believe a lot of people don't listen to their body, I would get little signs that sickness was building in my body, but I would sort of acknowledge them quickly and move on and get back to work and dig in and not really stop to think about how was my body feeling and what could I do about that. And in the end, I went into all the toxins I call of the mind, one of which is toxic lack of sleep, since you brought that up at the beginning. It's really important if you can to get 7 hours of sleep. There's a new study out that's a 15-year study by the University of California at Berkeley that talks in depth about why that last hour from 6 to 7 is so important, because it's sweeping all the plaque out of our brains that's giving us dementia. And I have learned great exercises that I could do anywhere for stress. I delved into what I call ANTS, which is a term by Dr. Daniel Amen, which is anxious negative thoughts. And I had a healthy dose of those. My mother was a warrior, and so was I. And all of this was causing the infamous leaky gut. Toxic relationships. I was in one when I got sick. I actually woke up one morning and he looked and said, "I don't like it that you're sick." I said, "Ducky, what do you want me to do about that?" So obviously he went out the door, which ended up to be an angel's hand on my back, because I met a new guy at 67 who I married. And he is the sweetest, most supportive man in the universe. So I lucked
out.
So
you are saying that there's hope for us, right?
yes, and I can even tell you what I did. Because I had gotten divorced pretty early in my life. I got married when I was 20. I got divorced when I was 30. And then I didn't marry the guy I was in a relationship when I got sick, but we'd been together more than 10 years. And when we broke up, I decided I was rather lousy at relationships and I needed help. So I took a class from a woman named Allison Armstrong, who called herself a frog farmer. She was taking princes and turning them into frogs. And so she spent her whole life studying male-female relationships. And her courses are about celebrating men who celebrate women. So I took 2 classes from her, one of which was a dating class. And she looked at me and said, "Cheryl, there are 2 million men out there perfect for you. The problem is you're trying to fit into their life instead of putting out exactly what you want and bringing them to fit into your life." So I wrote what
exactly.
I wanted. I went on the old fogey dating site, and John lived 10 minutes away from me, answered in 3 days, and was everything I wanted on my list.
Aw, that's awesome.
I know. It's fun. So, and then the last one was toxic lack of movement. I never liked to exercise, and I have found things that I enjoy. So it's the whole thing. Body, soul, and mind that got a rehaul in me. And so once I started feeling good, at 67, I went back to school to become a health coach because I wanted to help others understand toxic load and how it's impacting us and how I think we really are not having a health care problem in this country. We're having a toxic problem in this country, which is what's making us all ill. We are 37th in the world in health. I find that appalling. But the really staggering statistic is 53% of our children have some kind of chronic illness. And they're even being born with toxic load, which is passing through from their parents at time of birth. So I really want people to understand that this stuff is important. And what you surround yourself with in your life, you need to be cognizant of how toxic it is. because when you clean it up and you start to feel good, you feel fantastic. So I became a health coach. I wrote an award-winning book about all the toxins that I found and what I replaced them with, and it's called It Feels Good to Feel Good. And now I've done, in the last year, I've done over 50 podcasts, and I've already done 11 this year, because I really, if nothing else, I want to raise awareness so that people know that there are better choices to make. So that's what I'm here doing.
Well, and I want to break it down into small little fragments, because, you know, this show goes by really fast because it's just powerful stuff that we talk about. And I want to get a couple of chunks in my teeth before we have to say goodbye. Toxicity is a huge, did I say huge, factor in what's going on in our world. And it's not, when people think of toxins or toxicity, they think of chemicals and Monsanto and things like that. And yes, that is a bucket. But if you can layer, you know, if you can line up 20 or 30 buckets, I can guarantee we will be able to dissect each type of toxic influence that we have in our life, whether it's, you know, pesticides, whatever. People, they can be extremely toxic. And that I found to be the largest part of my healing journey, was to get rid of the toxic people. And every now and then I'm tested with new toxic people, and it really tests my ability to absorb their nonsense or deflect it. And that's been really good. I'm very proud of myself, because you're going to run into these people no matter what. You just don't have to live with them or own them or hang out with them or associate with them on any deep level.
And they tend to be energy vampires. They steal your energy if they're toxic.
They do. And then you have what my personal pain point is, the TV and the radio and all of that stuff. There is a good side to that, but I think we've overconsumed it, and now that's become a toxic bucket. So here we are, already three toxic buckets. Then we have food.
Food is huge. And in all honesty,
right?
I didn't even understand all the stuff that was being discussed about organic and genetically modified. I didn't stop long enough to understand what they were saying to me. And when you get into it, number one, the big companies have spread so much misinformation. They want us to be confused. And when you dissect it and you begin to understand it, oh, my goodness. And there are still people who will come at me and go, you know, carrots used to be white, and then Bugs Bunny had an orange carrot, and then we changed it, and that's genetically modified. No, it's not. That is something that was crossbred to become something that might have happened to it naturally in nature. That has nothing to do with what genetically modified is. Genetically modified takes that plant and makes it into something it never would have become in nature. And it does it in one of two ways. They either add something called BT toxin to it, which when the insect eats it, it blows up his little tummy so that they can grow bigger and longer. But it's also blowing up all our good bacteria in our gut. And when it gets in our gut, it's the gift that keeps on giving, because it replicates itself. So this toxin is duplicating itself, making us sick. And then the other kind of genetically modified is plants and vegetables, fruits that have been made Roundup ready, which is glyphosate, which they just lost $300 million to a guy who got cancer because they finally got the studies from Monsanto that proved, they've known for 25 years that they've been creating cancer with that stuff. So you're either getting a really healthy dose of Monsanto's Roundup, or you're getting BT toxin, and nobody's ever going to convince me that those two toxins could possibly be good for my body. So that takes GMOs out of the picture. A lot of conventional crops are being sprayed with Roundup too, and there are other chemicals being sprayed on our conventional fruits and vegetables, one of which is related to Agent Orange, which I happen to be loaded with. I have no idea how I got that, but I've been detoxing like an onion. We've been peeling layers off of me, and although I am now pain-free, I still have toxins in my body that we're trying to get rid of, and one of them is this particular pesticide that's making me ill. It's giving me essential tremor. It's really important that you pay attention to this stuff. And I just had someone this morning say, oh, poppycock, it isn't worth it to buy organic. It's just more expensive. I beg to differ with you. We do not need additional toxins going into our body on our fruits and vegetables. And if we eat organic, our body rejoices because it's getting real food that it can then take to rebuild our body. And it's an amazing machine, our body. It wants us to be healthy, but it can't be if we're getting
right.
chemicals from processed food or from fast food or sprayed on what we're eating. We need to be cognizant that we are what we eat. And if we eat right, our bodies will help us, and then they'll rejoice. And I get back to, I now pay attention to what my body tells me, so I know what it feels like to feel good, and I'm not giving that up ever again. So I really want
people
to go into themselves and feel that.
Just with the surgery that I had a couple of weeks ago to clean out all of my sinuses, re-break my nose. My nose was broken so many times that there was still bone fragments and cartilage in my sinuses. So they had to re-break it, clean it all out. Just in the last week and a half, now there's a sleep thing that people don't understand. You can get sleep, very shallow sleep, like nappy,
right.
you know, snoozy kind of stuff. When I refer to sleep, I refer to that deep REM moment, that state where you're
right,
really fully
asleep. That's the good sleep.
Exactly. And I average 28 minutes. So after the surgery, just being able to breathe, I'm doing almost 3 hours a night, which has been phenomenal, Cheryl. And I can only imagine.
I bet it's made all the difference in the world for you.
Well, I've lost 15 pounds. I can breathe.
Yep.
I'm sleeping. I feel like a child doped up on a lot of sugar at a carnival. Like, I'm like, woohoo, let's go, let's play. And it's been fantastic. You know, and I'm still not even fully healed yet. So I cannot imagine what it's going to be like when everything's fully healed and not swollen. But when I found out that I was a celiac and had to get rid of all of the wheat, rye, barley, malt, all that stuff. And I never even realized I was consuming loads of in my shampoo, in my laundry detergent.
Yeah, it's
even
everywhere.
In some clothing fibers, it's wheat. And it was such a boom, like, wow, I can't even believe that this is possible. But I don't think we pay attention, and I don't think we're taught to pay
we're
attention.
Not,
I think
actually,
we're taught to be kind of robotic.
To pay attention.
No,
yeah.
They don't. They want us to be
really. They don't want us to pay attention.
Consumerisms, and they want us to plow over each other on Black Friday and get really, really, really fat on the latest big meal. You know, that's really less expensive than a terrific grilled romaine salad. And that's sad. That's
yep.
sad that that's what we've constructed as a society. So moving forward, what would you say? I mean, you and I have both gone through medical miracles, and we feel amazing. We can wave that flag all we want, but how do we continue to get other people to understand how serious this is? Because it's very serious.
I know.
Like cancer
it is serious. And when you know 53% of our kids have some kind of chronic illness, and yet still
mm-hmm.
people don't want to change. They don't want to change. I get asked some questions on a regular basis. One of the first ones is, don't you feel like you are deprived? No.
No,
I
God, no.
really was deprived when I was eating all that crud and my body felt
right.
lousy. Now that I'm eating right, and it's not like I've given anything up, I just do it with different ingredients. If I want a treat, I still make a treat, but I don't use regular sugar. I no longer use any fake sugar, and mostly I would use coconut sugar because it's low glycemic. So I still
right.
get everything that I got before. It's just now I'm very cognizant of the ingredients that I use, and I use quality
right.
food. Quality matters. So I have given up a lot of stuff so that I can afford to put my money into quality food. And I cook most of my own food, which for me is a necessity since I eat around all these food sensitivities. But really, it's a necessity for everyone because that's the only way you're going to control what goes into your mouth. So you keep quality
ingredients on hand, and it's a hard control. It's a hard control because no matter what you do, there's still challenges to get around.
But I work with clients who they clean up and then they get twisty if they eat something that's bad. And there is no bad.
Oh, yeah.
You try to do the best you can because it's about toxic load. So if you eat something that's not something you should be eating, at least if it's not on your kryptonite list like me, then it's not a bad thing. It's just that you need to stay cognizant that you want to keep your toxic load as low as possible. And I've had people my age, I mean, obviously I'm an old boomer, they come up to me and they go, I don't care what you're going to say, I am not going to change. And I look at them and say, you know something? I don't care. If you don't want to start with food, don't start with food. Start with your food in. Yeah. Just start to lower your toxic load. In any category in my book, start to lower your toxic load. Because everything you eliminate that's toxic is one step back closer to health. So, and then the second thing they say to me is, ooh, I can't do this. It's too overwhelming. Well, it took me 5 years. So it's not something you're going to do overnight, and you're not going to get twisty while you're doing it. The book that I wrote that's now won 12 awards tells you what I found toxic in my life and what I replaced it with. Because I wanted to give everybody a running start, there is a humongous database by a company called EWG, Environmental Working Group. They're the group that puts out, if you've ever seen it, the Dirty Dozen Clean 15 list every year of if it's on this side of the card and it's a vegetable, you buy it clean and organic. If it's not, then, you know, it doesn't matter so much. You can buy from the Clean 15 side of the card, and then in between you get to decide what you want. Well, they have a database of hundreds of thousands of items, food, suntan lotions, cosmetics, water, everything is in there. It's not exactly easy to go in and noodle around in. And sometimes your product's not in there that you're using, and then you have to look it up ingredient by ingredient. So it took me hours to research each item that I was researching. So I wanted to give everyone a jumping start. Whether you like my item or not, I don't care, as long as you do replace it with something less toxic. And I teach you how to go in there and research for yourself. But if you start to exchange those out one by one, you're taking baby steps back to health. And if you buy my book, I send you a workbook so that you can print the chapter that you're reading. And as I said, it doesn't matter where you start. You can start with what you cook your food in or what comes out of your tap. Or what you put in your mouth. But you write down what you find is toxic in your life, and when you run out of it, what are you going to replace it with? And you write that down. So when you run out of that old icky item, you have a grocery list of what you're going to go buy that's right there at your fingertips that you've put into a binder, which makes it easy.
Well,
it is not overwhelming.
I find it really intriguing that people – let me rephrase this. I find it very intriguing that there is a systematic failure. We've automatically somehow designed our society to see failure before we even implement knowledge. So
yeah, it's true.
Explaining even in a smaller way. Oh my God, that's going to be so hard because they're so expensive. Well, actually, I have to tell you. But that attitude, that setting up to fail, that setting up to it's going to be so difficult, so expensive. So that's the poison. That's the biggest toxin we need to combat, I think, personally. But if you were to look at, you know, less expensive foods or companies that provide organic or no GMOs or, you know, just a start, baby steps. I have to give a shout out to Trader Joe's and Aldi's. And you know what? It's affordable, man. It's affordable on a single mom's budget. That's where we eat. It's not this egregious overpriced.
There's a new company called Imperfect Produce. They're in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Chicago, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, someplace in Maryland. But their goal is to get across the country. And what they do is they are making partnerships directly with the farm and buying what the farm can't sell. It might be a red pepper that has a big dent in its side. Who cares? It still is an organic red pepper that has all the nutrients in it that you needed. And
it's going in the pot anyway.
40% less. Right. So they're saving food waste, and they're selling you organic at a lower price. And they deliver. What's not to like about it? The box shows up on my doorstep. And it's all what is currently in season. So I love this company. I was buying.
So they're doing the whole keto.
Store, but this is like fantastic. Great.
You'll have to send me the link. That's pretty cool.
They talk so much about food waste. And you know, we could feed the world if we didn't throw so much food away. Yeah.
Well, and it's so egregious, the mentality that we have developed in America, because in Europe and other countries, it's against the law to throw out food. You know, you share the abundance.
Yep.
But in America, everybody's so afraid of being sued.
And they're also much more careful with chemicals. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, France has eliminated GMOs. They've eliminated Monsanto's glyphosate. We went to England. We could eat really clean in England, and they put everything on their menu. So you know what you're eating.
I know.
Packaging. They couldn't get over that it's not on ours.
I am so excited. And I'm actually
saving up to go to
England. I
thought I was gluten sensitive, like you. I went to Italy, and suddenly I could eat pasta because I'm not gluten sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm glyphosate sensitive. So I'm sorry that you're celiac, because that's really – it is in everything. It's insidious.
That's a different battle. But my girlfriend, who is a celiac as well, she is just coming home from England, and she had the best – that's why I've been saving money. I want to go to England. I know I can eat, and I'm not going to be treated like I'm a, you know, some sort of Area 51 species. Like in America, we just have a very poor education system in regards to how we take care of ourselves, take care of our community, and I really hope that changes. That's why I started this radio show.
We've been deceived by marketing. I just did an hour class where I start off with the biggest exceptions that I discovered. Like milk does not make your bones strong. It actually leaches calcium from your bones because it's acidic. And your kidney can't handle the acid. So your body starts to pull the calcium from your bones to protect your kidney. I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat dairy. It is kryptonite for me. But to be aware of that, what do you need to do if you have a problem with your bones? You need bone broth. You need vitamin D and vitamin K. You don't necessarily need to be drinking milk. It's not building your bones. All of that was marketing.
Well, and they say the only way your body absorbs the milk anyway is if you add folate to that. Most people don't know that. They just drink milk thinking milk is the cure-all, and it's not. There's a combination of things that happen on a chemical level in order to make that happen. But, again, it's back to being not educated or open to that education, setting ourselves up to say, oh, no, that's too difficult. I can't do it. And that's where we've failed. And I really appreciate people like you who write books and talk and go out there and open up the ideology that, hey, maybe you don't know everything. Maybe there is more for you to learn, and maybe you can do this a little better.
It is frustrating. I got frustrated because not everybody wants to hear it, but I decided it's my goal for you to hear it the first time out of my mouth. And then when you hear it the second time and the third time, it won't be as foreign, and eventually you will start to accept it. So if you just hear me, whether you do it or not is up to you, but it's my job to help you discover where all these toxins are. And that has kept me sane doing this, because a lot of people don't want to change. And I accept that.
I don't think
they don't want to
change. I don't think that we have enough stories as to what change can really do. So that's the difference. It's not that people don't want to change. It's the first time that you want to go on a roller coaster, you kind of want to go on that roller coaster, and it looks really exciting. Everybody talks about how cool it is and, oh, you know, you might vomit or whatever, you know. But you're, like, itching, and you want to touch it. You want to feel it. You want to experience it. But then you chicken out because – the unknown is what's the scariest for humans. That's just a human disability, the unknown. We don't teach diving in. We teach, well, the unknown's scary. You just don't go there. That's what we teach.
Yeah.
And in order to make changes, you have to dive into the unknown. You have to jump on that roller coaster. And I'll tell you, I hate it.
In your whole
life,
you do. If you stay in the
exactly.
same place, you don't get anywhere.
Nowhere. But my daughter, I took my daughter out before my surgery to Universal Studios, and I hadn't been there in years. And I am not a ride person. I'm a big, it's going to break, it's going to catch on fire, oh my God, the worry wart mom. That's me, right?
Well, I loved it when I was a kid, but now something's changed in my ears or my balance or something, because now I can't handle it.
Well, I was so proud of myself because instead of worrying, I went on almost every ride there. One, I have not, it's the biggest ride I did not go on. I was like terrified. But that's my goal for the next time. But I have to practice what I preach too. And in order for me to make these vast changes in my life and to be, I am so happy, Cheryl. And I can totally relate to the vibe that you get when you
really
clean up your
really
life
happy.
And you clean up. It's amazing. I jump out of bed. I'm like, woohoo, let's do this. And
yeah.
But that's progress. And that's the reward for cleaning up my diet, cleaning up the people in my life, cleaning up my habits, and obviously health stuff. And it's beautiful. This world is so beautiful. And we can do so much good if we just get our little asses on that roller coaster and just try once.
You have to know that the mountain's there, but even if you fail trying to get over that mountain, there's another way to get over it. Doesn't matter if you fail the first time. That teaches you what the new route should look like. It's okay.
Well, larger than that, there are so many
conventional doctors. She said, well, good luck, Cheryl. Go find out your own solutions. Well, I did.
You do find your own solutions. But people like you who write books and speak and this radio show and people like us that continuously go out there and say, hey, there is an alternative. You can do this. We're here to support you. That's huge. I didn't have that as a child by any stretch of the imagination. There was no support system, no concept that women can, you know, be this bold and want great health for ourselves and our bodies. But because there are so many people like us that are banding together to make this happen, it's happening, and it's great.
Yeah, for sure. I actually belong to a group called Wellness Universe, which are all people who want to change the world. We're all different.
Yay!
What area we're doing it in is all different. In fact, you might enjoy belonging to that because it's a great community, mostly of women, but there are men that are part of it too. And I write articles for them. I teach classes through their format. And mostly it's just about the community of being around people who don't take no, you can't do that for an answer and are finding other solutions, which I find so refreshing.
I absolutely agree with you. So, Cheryl, we are unfortunately getting down to that bitter out second of where you and I have to pass. Doesn't mean we'll never see each other again or talk to each other again, because I hope we don't. But it's almost the end of the show. So I want you to tell everybody your name, where we find
my
you,
name is,
and where are you going next?
My name is Cheryl Meyer with a C, C-H-E-R-Y-L-M-E-Y-E-R. And I go by Cheryl M. Health Muse, because I want to inspire you to live a healthier life. So once you know the Cheryl M. Health Muse, you can go to .com and go to my website. You can put at gmail.com on it. You can email me. I'm a coach. I'm a speaker. On my website, there is an incredible amount of great information for you to go noodle around and download. Because I want you to change and feel great like I do, I have offered a tremendous amount of information. There's even a one-hour free class where you can go find out where the greatest deceptions are, where the most poisons are, and then 12 things that you can do to be healthy right away. I have a class, a six-part class on food quality matters. You know, it's just there's all kinds of information on my site that you can go find. And if you need to have support and accountability, I am a very compassionate coach because I've walked in your shoes. So we can do that by Zoom or by whatever. You can hire me. But just go to my website and start learning. That's the most important step you can take.
Get on Cheryl's roller coaster, baby. It's a fun ride. You got that.
It is a fun ride. And you can follow me on Facebook also at Cheryl M. Hellsmooth and on Instagram. I'm having fun being a philosopher on Instagram, but it's all under Cheryl M.
Hellsmooth.
Yes. I even have considered whether or not I want to do a little book of mimes and publish all of my philosophy. I started in retail management. And so,
right.
Yeah, I want to motivate people to change their life.
I want to influence people to look at life in a different way. And I think you and I both have very similar goals. For me personally, I just want to be the farmer that plants the seed, and you do with as you wish. But you have the personality who could really change somebody just by being in the same room. And I love that about you.
Thank you. I get excited. And so it's hard not
you
to, to get my enthusiasm.
It is contagious, my friend. It is contagious. So as your parting words or your parting gift for the listeners out there, mostly in the Middle East and Europe, which I find very amazing, you know, back when you and I were kids, gosh, having a letter was a 3-week process. Now we have cell phones and podcasts that go all over the world instantaneously. It's mind-boggling to me. What is your two parting thoughts? And then we have to roll, my friend.
My first big one is no matter what anyone says to you, own your own health. It doesn't
Amen.
Matter what people say to you. If you know it's not right, you dig in. We have this incredible thing called the internet. Not everything on there is real, but you can get in there and you can research and you can figure out a world for yourself that resonates with you. And then the second thing is you don't have to live a life of pain and pills. Just because you're growing older, as I said, I'm now 70, I feel better now than I did in my 50s. You don't have to have pain just because you grew old. If you start to make these changes and start to treat your body well, then you don't need to go there and get the pain. So those are my two big takeaways on this.
Well, and I have to tell you that for me as a holistic healer and somebody who's studying to be a practitioner, I find it mind-blowing that we've spent thousands and thousands and thousands of years being able to heal ourselves with mind, body, and soul, and it wasn't pharmacy. Well, it was
right.
Nature's pharmacy, but it wasn't pills and chemicals,
right.
And not to say that there's not a purpose and a reason and a rhyme for that, because
well,
I think, you know, both have
has
service.
That in her toolkit, yeah.
Exactly,
but she
right.
go there first. She'll try
exactly
other
right.
natural methods first.
Amen. So,
yep.
Ms. Cheryl, as always, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. You are a rock star, high five girlfriend, and 70 is the new 40, by the way. Just saying, because I'm still 25.
Actually, I just read a book that I have decided to live to 120. There you go.
Ooh, good girl. Good girl. That is, isn't that the average age of the Japanese? Because they spend most of their time drinking tea and laughing really hard. Because laughter is best
well,
medicine.
Well, and joy is critical. Uh-huh.
Joy is critical. That's right. I love you. Big hugs to you.
Thank you. Thank you
and
for having me again.
Welcome. And I'll speak to you soon, I'm sure.
Okay.
You're
thank
listening
you.
To Living and
Happy
Thriving
birthday.
With Rusty. Thank you, love bug. And I'm Rusty. And today was a beautiful day, a beautiful show of expertise and survival and love and self-love and reality, not TV, not radio, just reality that you can definitely heal yourself. You can love yourself. You can be loved. Oh, I love you. Believe me, I do. And it doesn't take much. You just got to get on that life roller coaster and say, hey, baby, I want to ride. Until next week, I love you. Be beautiful. Drive 5 miles slower. Sleep 5 miles, 5 minutes longer, and hug tight. Hugs are like amazing. I swear to God, they cure all ails in the world. Until next week, Know that you're loved.
You're listening to Living and Thriving. Living and Thriving. Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.